What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The Arizona Republican Party is in complete disarray. This follows a trend across almost all states where the Republican parties are either bankrupt, having serious leadership issues. And look, MAGA has not only taken over the Republican Party at the federal level, it's taken it over at the state level as well. And with it comes financial issues and bankruptcies and infighting and personal self-aggrandizement over the party. And Arizona once had a very proud Republican Party. It was the party of John McCain, and then Donald Trump and MAGA continue to attack John McCain even after John McCain passed away. Donald Trump has challenged John McCain's heroism, continues to make fun of the late, great Senator John McCain. And we are now learning in Arizona that their state Republican Party chair, Jeff DeWitt, is tendering his resignation. He says that the Republican Senate candidate in Arizona, Carrie Lake, recorded a private conversation between the two, and she was now releasing snippets of this private conversation. He said he didn't know he was being recorded, that the snippets that Carrie Lake is now releasing, he claims, are taken out of context. And he says, look, I'm just volunteering for this job. I took over after Kelly Ward and the debacle of her running the Republican Party, and there's really just no way for me to serve as the Arizona Republican chair while this conduct by Carrie Lake is taking place. And for her part, Carrie Lake claims that Jeff DeWitt, as the Arizona State Republican Party chair, on behalf of Republican Party donors, bribed her not to run and seek the Senate seat because her negatives were so high and because she's an election denier and conspiracy theorist and continues to file frivolous lawsuits that she keeps on losing. You may recall, we reported on this here at the Midas Touch Network, back in last March, Carrie Lake released a very cryptic video of herself where she talked about how powerful people back east and the Republican Party were bribing her to leave politics. And it sounded like a fantastical claim that she was making at the time, but she's now releasing audio recording of a conversation by the Republican Party chair to her, the Republican Senate candidate in Arizona, showing something like this taking place. First, let me show you. This is the video of Carrie Lake back from March 6th of 2023. Play this clip.
And conversation went on. And as I finally moved this person kind of out of my house and said, I've got things to do. No, thank you. It moved into, well, what do you want to make this happen? We want you out. There's some powerful people back east who really want you out. They know that I will win in a primary, and I'll frankly win in the general election as well. And they're very concerned. They want to put out their typical candidates. And so the conversation turned to, what would it be? What would your price be? What's your price? Well, my price is I want our elections to be run smoothly, and I want to be in the governor's office where I belong. And I said, there is no price. There's no price that you could pay to make me go away or the people of Arizona go away. We're going to continue to fight. So I wouldn't take 100. I wouldn't take a million. I wouldn't take 10 million. I wouldn't take 100 million. That's how important this fight is that we're in right now, Charlie, to save our country.
And then nearly a year went by without any additional information to back up this claim. But earlier this week, an audio tape purporting to be made of the incident that you just heard with Carrie Lake, likely secretly recorded by Lake or someone acting on her behalf, was made available to the public, which seemed to corroborate her allegations. And here was an exclusive snippet. I'll show you just a small portion of it, but this goes on for about 5 or 6 minutes. Small portion from the Daily Mail right here, an exclusive that they had here. Play this clip.
There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
They do.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So, this conversation never happened.
This is crazy, though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. People love me. These people are corrupt.
So then we get this letter from Jeff DeWitt. Here's his statement resigning. In light of the recent revelation that Carrie Lake has released a selectively edited audio recording of our private conversation, I must clearly address this deceptive tactic. The recording from over 10 months ago is not only taken out of context, but also undermines the integrity of private discussions critical for party leadership. As chairman, my primary duty is to strengthen our party, which often involves challenging dialogues and strategic decisions. These conversations are meant to enhance the viability of our candidates. And then he goes on to talk about it being selectively edited, and that he claims that at the time she was working for him, so he was making a business offer to her. And then he talks about Carrie Lake has a massive megaphone that I can't compete with. I'm just a business and financial guy that got recruited into this unpaid role that demands the amount of time of roughly 2 full-time jobs, nights, weekends, holidays, and more are all work days. My motivation was to try to help and contribute positively. And he says, I just can't do that anymore with her secretly recording the private conversations and the tough conversations that I am having with her. So you have Jeff DeWitt leaving. We've been reporting on this on the Midas Touch Network as well. The financials are just terrible in Arizona. This was from the Arizona Mirror back on August of 2023. Arizona's Republican Party's fundraising abysmal in run-up to pivotal 2024 election. Arizona GOP has almost no cash in the bank and badly trails the Democratic Party in raising money. September 15, 2023, from the AZ Mirror. Inevitable they'll go broke. The Arizona GOP's financial situation gets even worse. When Jeff DeWitt took the reins of the Arizona Republican Party in January 2023, the party had more than 152,000 in federal campaign accounts. 7 months later, the Arizona GOP has burned through more than 90% of those cash reserves and doesn't even have enough money to pay its bills. Here's a graph of that being shown. Before Jeff DeWitt, you had Kelly Ward running the party. Orange Mafia, Kelly Ward, who did this. Play this clip.
Hey, stand up if you're ultra mega! Ultra mega! Woo! Hey, I'm a proud member of the Orange Mafia!
Prize Picks is the most fun I've had winning up to 25 times my money this football season, and now I can play during basketball season too. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that include two or more players from different sports or leagues. That's pretty cool. For example, LeBron James,
and Travis Kelce at a 10.5 combo of 3 points made plus receptions. That's fun. Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. That's great. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Each week since the start of football season, I've had an absolute blast putting my skills to the test and competing in not just football, but all the daily fantasy sports Prize Picks has to offer. It truly is such a blast putting my skills to the test. Go to prizepicks.com/Midas and use code Midas for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, and use code Midas for a first deposit match up to $100. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
But before all of the MAGA madness, you had John McCain. The Republican Party of Arizona was represented by people like John McCain and frankly, even Jeff Flake. And now it's this kind of MAGA extremist mutation. And here's this moment of John McCain. Remember when he was running for office and one of the people in the crowd was saying just very, very false and disgusting things about Barack Obama, who was then candidate Obama before he won. And McCain took the mic away and said, no, you're wrong. Remember this clip? Play it.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not.
No, ma'am. He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with on fundamental issues, and that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
Now, instead of taking away the mic, MAGA Republicans are giving a mic to people like Kelly Ward, who is running the Republican Party. And you've got Donald Trump out there attacking John McCain and saying things like this. Play the clip. Yeah, I mean, defaming John McCain's service to our country. And then more recently, Donald Trump, I think, mocking John McCain for not voting to kill Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Here, play this clip.
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
And look, President Biden's trying to bring everybody together. Here's what President Biden previously posted in the past few months. Talks about how the former president, Donald Trump, called those who served our country suckers and losers. Was John McCain a sucker? Was my son Beau? His words are not only wrong, they're un-American. And it's so true. And again, you have, by the way, that was what I just showed you in Arizona. Think about what you have going in Michigan, where they had Christina Caramo running the Michigan GOP, and they ousted her, but she still claims that she's running the Michigan Republican Party. And by the way, they're bankrupt pretty much at this point as well. They've lost all of their money. And you've got Caramo coming up with unhinged conspiracies. Christina Caramo is the leader of the Michigan Republican Party, saying things like this. Play the clip.
So I was taking my walk this morning, and look what I run across. A vulture eating a possum. And as soon as I saw that, you know what I thought about? Us, the American people, as the possum, and the vulture is the globalist political left. And the sad part about it is most people don't realize it because they distract you with a bunch of little stupid stuff like, look at them, a misogyny. Look at their homophobia. Look at their racism. The poor people, we're going to help you all. So people are like, oh, they're for the little guys and I'm little, so they're going to help me. It's a distraction. It is a ruse. They're trying to set up a globalist system with one economic, one religious, and one political system for us all to adhere to. And America is in the way. That is why they hate Donald Trump so much. He's getting in the way of their agenda. And they use these foolish little celebrities to sell it to you guys. And don't you care about people to stop guns? What is the Second Amendment for? You really trust governments that much to not kill us? Quit being naive. Stalin, Mao, Hitler, okay? Fidel Castro, Che Guevara. Governments have done atrocious things to their people. Are you that naive to think it could never happen here?
By the way, I could go state by state right now. You got the chair in Florida, Christian Ziegler, or the former chair, whatever his role is right now. Christian Ziegler, who was running the Republican Party there. His wife, who founded Moms for Liberty, they were involved in these threesome parties. That one woman in the threesome accused him of sexual assault and like videotaped it. And meanwhile, his wife's out there preaching morality and parental rights. I mean, I can go pretty much every state like this, the same way at this point. I could go like every Republican Congress member, and this is what they are. And as I've said, we just have to stop referring to what this MAGA is as Republicans. They're just not the Republican Party. They're MAGA. It's the Trump Party, and then there's a pro-democracy community. And I wanted to highlight what's going on in Arizona so you can see how stark these issues are. Thanks for watching. I'm Ben Mycelis. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 2 million subscribers thanks to your support.
Thanks so much for watching. We're only a few subscribers short of 2 million subs. Please subscribe right now to the Midas Touch YouTube channel for free and help us grow this unapologetically pro-democracy network.